It's a political first in India in 24 years. The main opposition Congress party now has a head from outside the Gandhi family. Its support has fallen sharply as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP dominates the political space. So can a non-Gandhi leader take on Modi? This is Inside Story. Hello, welcome to the programme. I'm Hashim Ahalbarra. Founded in 1885, the Indian National Congress is one of the world's oldest political parties. It played a pivotal role in the struggle for India's freedom from Britain and has governed for a large part of the post-independence era. But in 2014, Narendra Modi led the BJP to a decisive victory and his Hindu nationalist platform has gained more support since then. Many have blamed Congress dependence on one family, the Nehru-Gandhi political dynasty. Five generations of the family have been party presidents and it's given India three prime ministers. Now, after two electoral routes, the centrist party has elected a former minister, Mallikarjun Kharge, as president. But he's widely perceived as the Gandhi family's choice and critics allege Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul will still call the shots. We'll have our panelists shortly. First, this report by Priyanka Gupta.
Celebrations at the Congress Party headquarters in New Delhi. Mallikarjun Kharge is the first from outside the Gandhi family to lead the party since 1998. The veteran politician from the southern state of Karnataka has won 10 electoral contests and led Congress in the lower house as well as the upper. And he won more than 80% of the vote in the party contest.
We have to protect the constitution that's under attack and together fight the fascist forces who are trying to finish off our democracy. We'll strengthen the organization and fight the challenges.
Kharge's rival Shashi Tharoor pitched himself as a candidate of change, arguing that a massive shake-up in leadership was necessary to take on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's right-wing party, the BJP. Some analysts say Kharge represents continuity, serving as a proxy for the Gandhi family.
The writ of Nehru-Gandhi family, the appointment of Team Rahul Gandhi, Team States, in the AICC Secretariat, in the CWC, will continue. So therefore, Mr. Kharge will be the figurehead and the work or the political leadership will continue to be exercised by Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi.
Since independence from Britain in 1947, three generations of the Nehru-Gandhi family have led the nation. Jawaharlal Nehru, Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi. Rajiv Gandhi's widow Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul have led the Congress for more than two decades. While the Congress held its presidential vote, Rahul Gandhi was on the road on what the party is calling a Unite India March. He's undertaking a five-month-long walk covering more than 3,500 kilometres and 12 states. This image of Gandhi speaking in pouring rain went viral, but attempts to brand him as Narendra Modi's main challenger have failed so far. With a majority in parliament and total or partial control of many of the states, the BJP is the dominant force as India heads for parliamentary elections in less than 2 years. Priyanka Gupta for Inside Story.
Let's bring in our guests in Kerala. K.S. Sabarinathan, Vice President of the Congress Party's Youth Wing in that state and former member of the regional legislature. In New Delhi, Sugata Srinivasa Raju is a columnist and author who's written a biography of former Prime Minister H.D. Dev Gowda. And in Dubai, we have Javed Ansari, journalist and political commentator. Welcome to the programme. Sabari, so the Congress had a choice, to make a choice between two key candidates, Mallikarjun Kharge and Shashi Tharoor. How did Kharge manage to secure the leadership despite the status and the huge popularity of someone like Shashi Tharoor?
Yeah, so essentially, we had a very interesting contest between Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge and Dr. Shashi Tharoor. Dr. Shashi Tharoor got around 12% of the votes, while Mr. Kharge got around 88% of the votes. Essentially, the Electoral College comprises of party leaders from across all the various states and the union territories. And definitely, somebody like Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge, he's got an unbelievable, very brilliant track record as a legislator. Close to around 9 times he's been part of the regional legislature. And then he's been a union minister during the UPA era. And after that, he has been the leader of the opposition. So essentially, he has a good currency amongst the huge number of party leaders across the country. And just to add to that, this doesn't undermine the position of somebody like Dr. Tharoor, who essentially, his candidates have been making this whole election become the talking point of the nation over the last 1 month. And I should say that International Congress is the only national party that has actually taken the facts of internal democracy to its heart. Mm-hmm. And no other party, be it the Green Party or the BJP, or even smaller parties like the Janata Dal or the Communist parties, that is, they have never done a kind of internal election. Me being a congressman and being a voter, I'm very proud that my party, with this huge legacy of over 130 years, we've decided that we need to have an internal election. And finally, the result has come, where all of these people will be working together under the guidance of the former president, Sonia Gandhi, and Rahul Gandhi.
Sugata, there is this consensus among the people in the party that Kharge, someone who has had an impeccable track record, but is he the right choice to heal the wounds, to move beyond the political divide that has undermined the National Congress and potentially take the party to win the 2024 elections?
Yeah, thank you. I believe that Mr. Kharge signals a huge change in the Congress. You know, I mean, after a long, period, someone outside the Nehru-Gandhi family is becoming the president. It's not just because someone outside is becoming the president that he signals change, but he also signals change because Mr. Kharge belongs to an oppressed community in India. And he also is someone who is so senior and elder in the party that he is perfectly the candidate who could build social coalitions inside the Congress Party and outside the Congress Party. I think Congress Party had become a kind of a party that had been gripped by technocratic imagination, and it had sort of remained very, very kind of, limited. It had sort of completely failed to counter the cultural nationalism of the BJP. It had forgotten to do so. You know, it was only comfortable raising economic issues, and economic ideas were being placed by the Congress Party, but it had forgotten to build social coalitions and cultural coalitions. And Kharge coming in now, signals a huge change, because politics is about symbolism. And Mr. Kharge signals that change to a huge community outside, and his seniority sort of commands respect inside the party as well as outside the party. And Congress at this point of time needs to build coalitions inside and outside. And I think he's the most suited person to do so. So, I mean, I think it was a very, very, very good choice. And Mr. Tharoor is interesting and important. It's not that Mr. Tharoor does not command a constituency in India, but Mr. Tharoor's constituency is very limited. It is limited to an Anglophone world. And Mr. Tharoor does not bring to the table the experience of Mr. Kharge, who came into politics at the end of the 60s, has been a legislator from early 70s, and has risen from the bottom, from the grassroots level. Both Mr. Tharoor, in a piece that I wrote for the Times of India, I did say that both of them are self-made. But the circumstances in which the two of them grew, the circumstances in which both of them sort of got themselves educated, were completely different, and therefore they signal very, very different things to audiences in India and the electorate in India.
All right.
So I think also the one final point, Mr. Kharge also accommodates the Nehru Gandhis. He creates a space for them by being a senior member of the Congress, which Mr. Tharoor could not have done.
I have so a I think he's a wide very, very range of issues person. That I would like to talk to you about. Let me go now to Javid, because we're trying here to unpack exactly what is happening at the National Congress. Do you see the internal elections as a genuine attempt to try to redefine, reinvent the National Congress, or more of a an act which has been orchestrated by the Gandhi family to continue its political clout over the party?
Look, there is absolutely no denying that this was the elections were much needed and have been largely free and fair. But if the question is whether Mr. Tharoor and whether Mr. Kharge, under Mr. Kharge, Congress is ready now, battle ready to face the challenges ahead, the jury is still out on it. There is absolutely no denying the credentials and what Mr. Kharge brings to the table. Decades of experience, legislative and in government. But he is not an agent of change. He is more, it will be more, he will continue the status quo. He's a status quo. He will not bring about the kind of fast-paced and radical changes that are required for the Congress party to take that giant leap forward. It will be much of the same. Incremental changes will not do for the Congress party. The agent of change would have been, since the choice was relative between Mr. Tharoor and Mr. Kharge, in that sense, Mr. Tharoor was the agent of change. He's a man of ideas. He's articulate. He could have brought the change. The Congress party just didn't need a change of leader. It also needed a change of narrative, a change in the manner in which it functions and it works. And I'm afraid under Mr. Kharge, it will be more of the same. But now that the deed is done, I think what the doctor has ordered for the Congress party and the need of the hour is the likes of Mr. Kharge, Mr. Tharoor, for Sachin Pilot, for Digvijay Singh, for the Jairam Ramesh, and for all this young talent which has not been given ample play to be allowed a free run, to be given responsibility and entrusted. Okay. The Gandhis are a fact of life as far as the Congress party is concerned. They are not going to walk away into the sunset. And now that Mr. Kharge is the head, has been chosen, has been elected, he must be politically empowered and the Gandhis must put their shoulder right behind him in this task.
Sabari, you must have heard that criticism targeting Kharge from the supporters of Shashi Tharoor. Basically, they're saying we were looking forward to see some optimism in the air. What we saw is the Gandhi implementing their own proxy within the party. And how can you bring someone who is an octogenarian and tell the people we're looking forward to have some change?
So I wouldn't go by that statement. I myself had my own personal views on the whole elections. But now since the elections are over, one thing I fundamentally believe is that this internal party elections, it's not a zero-sum game. It doesn't mean that what Mr. Kharge won and why Dr. Tharoor lost. The ideas that Dr. Tharoor propagated are still very relevant. So what's going to happen, ideally, is that somebody like Mr. Kharge, who has immense experience and understands grassroots politics, along with the likes of people like Dr. Tharoor, the names that he put out, like Mr. Sachin Pilot, etc., we all hope that we'll have a new dimension to the whole way in which the Congress party functions. And I should say that over the last 1 year, there has been a lot of examples where we strongly believe that we are getting much more stronger and more rooted to the ground. The people are essentially very much unimpressed by the BJP now. Our social cultural fabric has collapsed. All the central organizations have been politicized. Mm-hmm. The economy is the verge of a collapse. So everyone is done and dusted with BJP. They want the BJP regime to end. We need somebody who can stitch coalitions. And people, you should remember the fact that even though Congress had lesser number of seats in 2019, we almost have around 20% of the people of the whole population voting for us. So Congress is the principal primary opposition, and we need other parties to come and coalesce around. This is what we feel. And I think that somebody like Mr. Kharge can do it. And just to take an example of the Bharat Jodo Yatra, which is being done under the aegis of Mr. Rahul Gandhi. We have millions of party workers. We have lots of civil society activists, etc. All of them are walking across the length of the country for a close to 3,500 kilometers over a five-month span. Mr. Rahul Gandhi is walking around 25 kilometers and interacting with the most downtrodden people of the world. There's a huge change in the way are perceiving the Congress party, and I'm sure that the Bharat Jodo Yatra, along with the internal elections, along with the fresh ideas brought in by the newer group, will definitely help the Congress come back to power and save this country from the misery.
The march you're referring to has been led by Rahul to try to discredit and take on the BJP. But then I would go to Saugata and ask him this. This is a party, the National Congress, is a party that has been losing popularity. It doesn't appeal anymore to large sections of the society. It has his own organisational, structural, ideological problems. What do you think should Kargi do tomorrow to be able to fix the problems that the party faces? What should be his top priority as we speak?
No, I mean, precisely for the reason that you mentioned, that the Congress organization has been in a crisis. And the reason why the Congress party has been in a crisis is because it has allowed a certain kind of unelectable elites to be in control of the party. See, it's been more fascinated by the economic ideas of Prime Minister Manmohan Singh rather than, you know, having social coalitions or, you know, trying to build cultural ideas. Now, I've been very, very critical of the Congress party in the last 5 years, because, you know, I mean, they have been fighting the cultural nationalism of the BJP with very wrong tools. And therefore, Mr. Kharge being elected as the president of the party symbolizes huge change. Mr. Tharoor is mentioned as an agent of change, but there is no proof that he would have brought in change. He could have been like Liz Truss, who could have demolished the party from inside, because he has a propensity to talk a little too much, and that may have disturbed coalitions inside and arrangements inside the party as well as outside. So, I mean, you need to signal a huge, to the vast electorate that here is somebody who is from the oppressed community. Mm-hmm. Here is somebody who comes from a region which has a vast number of Muslims, residing there. He speaks Urdu with a Dakni accent. And, he can manage a lot of things. You know, politics, as I said earlier, too, is a game of symbolism. And Kharge symbolizes and signals to a larger, audience than Mr. Tharoor. So, there is nothing to, prove that Mr. Tharoor being an agent of change was mm-hmm. a media construct.
Okay.
There is nothing that Tharoor has done in the last 10 years which tells us that he was a greater agent of change. He's articulate. But this is an organizational thing. You need a nuts and bolts man.
All right.
And you also can't wish away the Nehru Gandhis.
Javed.
So, Mr. Kharge.
Okay. Javed, if this is about symbolism, we do clearly understand why they went for someone like Kharge, because they picked someone who comes from an oppressed minority to tell the people that this is a party that is willing to move forward, reinvent itself, and accommodate those who don't have voices. But don't you see it as a risky move when you have someone coming from the south trying to appeal to northern states, particularly Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, which themselves, both of them, contribute to something like 120 members of the parliament?
Yeah, but, you know, the advantage with Mr. Kharge is that he's multilingual. Most leaders from South India are not very proficient in Hindi, which is the prevalent language in the Hindi art belt, which accounts for more than 120 seats. So Mr. Kharge ticks that box. He's fluent. He's fluent in English. He's fluent in Hindi. He can speak Urdu, which is understood Hindustani. So that will not be a problem with Mr. Kharge. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the Congress needs... Look, the Congress is a very old conservative party, very ponderous in his ways, resists change, not very amenable to change, and they take a very long time in changing. By that time, by the time they bring about changes, that moment has passed. Whether Mr. Kharge will be able to hasten the pace, whether Mr. Kharge will be allowed to bring about those changes, remains to be seen. But now that Mr. Kharge has been elected, there is no other way but to go with him and to allow and to empower Mr. Kharge. There is no political party in India, and this includes the Congress, mm-hmm. which on its own can take on the BJP. It has to be a coalition of other parties. The Congress party's footprints across the country is shrinking. So he has, his challenges are that he needs to ensure that the Congress starts winning elections and then build a strong electoral organization and electoral alliances, which can then together take on the BJP.
Okay. Sabari, so you need to build an organization, a stronger organization, for you to be able to move forward and win the 2024 elections. But when you have on one hand the BJP with Modi and Amit Shah basically constantly battering the Congress, saying this is a family business, what can Kage on his own do?
So essentially, just before I get into that, I don't think that the narrative that both the speakers have told, that one, Mr. Kharge has been selected, elected because he represents the most oppressed section, nor the fact that Dr. Tharoor is only a representative of the elite. Both these assumptions are wrong. Dr. Tharoor is my own member of parliament, and he connects well and gels with, and he's been an MP for the last 15 years. And a place like Trivandrum, he's getting maximum number of votes from the most oppressed places in this particular constituency. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Kharge, he's battled it hard. But Mr. Kharge is a out and out, full-blooded Congress person who understands this party, understands the constitution, and is also receptive of the change that we are all want to embark on. So I don't think we should not tie both of them to their so-called on-paper social status. And coming back to the BJP,
if you don't mind, Sabari, because I have three other issues to cover with other guests, if you don't mind.
Okay. So what I would say is that the BJP is no longer the winning machine that it used to be. As I told you, the people of this country are fed up. Over the last 10 years, nothing tangible has happened. And there is a huge amount of fear that has been instilled by BJP. It's not only in the minority communities, even an economic fear, a fear in the minds of people. Like, you have the national organizations, be it the central agencies, coming and knocking at your doorstep if you're writing against them. So everyone, okay, starting from the intellectual age to the poor man is afraid, the farmer is afraid of the BJP. And I'm sure that Congress is the only national pan-India party that can stand to that. Yes, there's a lot of lacuna. We have to work hard. And I'm sure that we have already started working hard.
All right.
The fruit of that labor will be seen in the next few months. Yeah.
Sugata, under similar conditions in 1996, the Congress did exactly the same thing. They picked someone else, Chief Sitaram Kesri, yeah, and then he was evicted, yeah, in 2 years. And ever since, it was the matriarch, Sonia Gandhi, taking the rule over the political party. It could be the same scenario replicated again and again, because behind the scenes, you have the three key architects, Sonia, Rahul and Priyanka, with an absolute massive say over the political establishment.
That's right. But the circumstances are completely different. You know, 1996 and 2022, the Congress itself is a very, very weak organization. And they cannot afford to evict Mr. Kharge in the same manner that they did, treated, Sitaram Kesri or even a P.V. Narasimha Rao. The other reason is Mr. Kharge is from the oppressed community. And if you try to push him very hard, and if he may not rebel at his age, but then, if the signals go out, it's going to be detrimental for the Congress. The Congress will be over, because already, the most oppressed Dalits are voting with the BJP in many states. And there are 200 million Dalits in India. And, hopefully a small number will cross over, looking at Mr. Kharge. So if you try to do anything with Mr. Kharge drastic, I think it's going to backfire on the Congress. And plus, let me add this, Mr. Kharge is not Kesri. Mr. Kharge is a mm-hmm. far more sophisticated person. Mr. Kharge was an Ambedkarite in the 60s when it was not so fashionable to be an Ambedkarite. He was trying to build the Republican Party of India in the Hyderabad Karnataka region at that point of time. He was part of an organization called Bhim Sena even before he joined the Congress. And you should know, Kharge is a staunch Buddhist. He's an extremely well-read man, and he is a very, very, very sophisticated man, and he would sort of drop hints, and he's not a sycophant. He's someone who learned his lessons of dignity and self-respect very early.
Let's see whether Kharge will be able to revitalize the National Congress and take the party towards 2024. KS, Sabari Netan, Sugata Srinivasa Raju and Javed Ansari are really... appreciate your insight. Thank you. And thank you too for watching. You can see the program again anytime by visiting our website, aljazeera.com, for further discussion. Go to our Facebook page, That's facebook.com/AJInsideStory. Sorry. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Our handle is @AJInsideStory. From me, Hashim Ahlbarra, and the entire team here in Doha. Bye for now.